sacrifiant pour vous avec notre sang et avec notre âme pour la liberté. Notre sang et notre âme pour la liberté. La fin plutôt que la soumission.
On November 17th in Tunis, Tunisia, while diplomats, corporate representatives, and governments met at the World Summit on the Information Society, over 200 people gathered at a lawyer's office. In the office were eight hunger strikers, some of whom had not eaten since October 18th.
I am Barket Irida from the ALT, Association Tunisienne for Struggle Against Torture. And I am the president in Tunisian human rights of Tunisian South, Banlieue Sud, the surrounding south of Tunis, the capital.
Could you just explain to me why there are eight hunger strikers striking right now?
Yes. These leaders of political parties are on struggle. Because there is no other possibility to speak, to ask, to struggle with the authority about fundamental things in political and social and life in Tunisia. They can't have liberty, freedom of press. They have no freedom to be organization in political parties or organization. There is the problem of the people in jail, the problem of the Amnesty General in Tunisia, because now there is no... I spoke about people who are in jail, but some years ago there is lots, thousands of people in jail in Tunisia, and from every colors, political colors, and every organization and all the part. About the political prisoner, now there is in Tunisia three kinds of political prisoners. There is the Islamists, and there is the young surfing on internet. There are about 200 young people. The famous group is of Zarzis, the young of Zarzis. After them, there is many other groups from many towns, from Bizerte, from Ariana, the west surrounding of Tunis, and from Tunis and from other regions in Tunisia. The third kind, this kind have been in the tribunal about the La Loi contre le terrorisme. Yes, laws against terrorism. It's a new law in Tunisia. And the third kind of political prisoner, there is the young people who want and who prepares itself to go to Iraq to fight against U.S. Army. They are captured in the frontiers, in the borders, or in their houses in the town before they get out from Tunisia. These are three kinds of political prisoners. About the internet, there is last week, we counted about 225. But before the summit, there is about 20 or 25 from the group of Rihanna. They have been left before the tribunal, before the judge speaks, before the tribunal sounds about them. They have been, but some of Ariana are also in prison. You know, about the Islamist group, some from them have been left out before the summit on the Eid, after Ramadan, the big fest after Ramadan. There is a group who has been left out of prison.
Is there increased political repression in Tunis? More political repression in Tunis? With pressure from the U.S. and with cooperation with the U.S. security forces, can you?
I think you need to
Yes, because the new laws about terrorism, many young people in Tunisia are in jail now because this new law. This new law had been very quickly put on in Tunisia to the power to be very friend with US, with America, with George Bush. You know, it's with Iraq and with Israel. That's very closely related between us, between them, these points. Police authority in Tunis and U.S. politic in Arab world and Israel. It's very closely related.
And are these syndicalists, the union people, are they legal or not? In
syndicate of workers. Of workers. There is a big syndicate. It is the General Union of Tunisian Workers. But there is two things. There is this syndicate, the president and the council, and there is the movement. In Tunisia, we speak about that. There is the syndicate and there is the movement. The syndicate is yellow, and the movement is red. Yeah. C'est okay. Generally, they agree in the syndicate. The headmasters of the syndicate, they agree with all the political position of the authority about the presidential election, about the privatization of all the societies which was for the government, for the state. But the workers are on struggle with their small syndicate. Les syndicats de base, les syndicats régionaux sont contre le.
The official information in our packets for the WSIS includes information that 80% of the Tunisians are in the middle class, that there's not poverty. So the question
about
would
that be the social situation in Tunisia. Many years ago, it's true that we can speak about Tunisian society is a middle class society, but now it is not very true, because if we speak about only one thing, every year the university gets out tens of thousands of young people with their diplomas. And they are in the street without work. They are workless. They are unemployment. This is one thing. Second thing, the prices are growing up very quickly because many problems of the mondialization, globalization. And the salaries. Yeah, the salaries don't go up. And there is many poverty in the quartier populaire, in popular surroundings of the towns, and in the countryside there is many problems. You know, there is many peoples in the popular surroundings. They have no electricity because they don't pay the electricity, and or they use only one light. Yes, there is many problems of poverty. It's no more middle class society. It's not true. But now it's growing one class up, very up, and the others are going down to be poor.
Can you speak about the media in Tunisia?
They are all, with no exception at all, in the hands of the power, of course, and we enjoy no one, of course, especially on the level of a press. All of them are in the hands of the internationally speaking, they rank 158. They rank 158 as far as their classification is concerned. Let me just understand.
You understand?
What freedoms we enjoy.
There is a classification. The best one, the second, the third, Tunisian mass media is 158.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the bottom. in the last classification, yes. There is no freedom. There is no freedom of mass. There is a law of Majalat al-Sahafa, le code de presse. The press code, there is a press code which is terrible in Tunisia. When there was a French colonialism in Tunisia, it was better because you have to send une information, to give a paper. Yes, you tell the authority that you will have a newspaper, name it that, and it's weekly or daily, and you put on the press and you put on the market your newspaper. But now you must have a visa. And if you ask for a newspaper, you will have many problems with the police. You will be asked and maltrained about hours and come tomorrow why you want to have that. Yes. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to have a newspaper. We are asking for abolition of press code. This is one from the 3 points of this grève de faim, of this hunger strike. Yes.
What are the 3 points of the hunger strike?
The 3 points are freedom of political and organization, freedom of organization of associations and of political parties, the first one. The second is abolition of the code de presse and the freedom of mass media. All the mass media, in radio, television, and the newspapers, and the book, and everything. The third is Amnesty International, because if since tomorrow we want to have democratic and the free elections, there is a lot of people who can't go to can't present itself as a candidate because they have been in jail. So we must have Amnesty General and put on the jail. Yes.
We mean the liberation of all the political prisoners.
Also, can you describe? Are there women's organizations that are facing repression in Tunisia?
Yeah, even women, feminine organizations also, they are no exception at all.
Can you talk a little bit about women's movement?
In fact, they fight for the same rights and their specialization is especially the focus on women's conditions as they suffer a double burden. As they are exploited not only by bosses, but also, as you know, they fulfill a double role, not only outside, but also inside. So they are, on the first level, they are political victims, and on the second level, they are, socially speaking, they are maybe ill-treated and victims of some exploitation, even at home.
My name is Mohamed Jelassi. I'm from Tunisia. I'm an English teacher at the university. Teaching assistant, and I would like just to add, in these conditions, you could have an idea, I mean, an obvious one, about the conditions where here, I mean, human rights defenders and militants are living. So the conditions where the hunger strikers are living do not fare better than those where Arafat, in the Muqataha, where Arafat, I mean, passed his last, I mean, days. And even these conditions could be described in another standard art better than where people are living in prisons, in jail, where hunger strikes are worse inside prisons in Tunisia. Even other movements like students' movements or other unions like the university teachers' unions or the secondary teachers' unions or the primary teachers' unions are all going through very, very hard conditions where the least of human rights are not respected in Tunisia.
Could you tell me what happened on Tunisian television last night?
All of them in the Tunisian media, they stress on the success and the over success of organizing these summits, okay? Which is again full of lies. This is not true. This is an evident example from the daily, Tunisian daily, La Presse, a famous one, La Presse. I mean, what happened with the Swiss delegation? I mean, they're writing here in French, le président de la Confédération Helvétique, hommage à la Tunisie pour la qualité de l'organisation, which is absolutely false. I mean, all of us and all the world saw what happened yesterday when he was interrupted. The Swiss chief of delegation, by the coordinator. He was interrupted. because he was about to speak about freedom of expression, and he was also criticizing the United Nations to organize such a summit in Tunisia, in a place like Tunisia. So again, this is an obvious example. I mean, all Tunisian radios, all Tunisian magazines and journals are stressing about something, let's say, marginal, not... They do not focalize on what is taking place inside the summit and outside the summit. They all focalize, even here, you see the quality of pictures. I mean, they're all stressing on the personality of the president, which is something common for us, you see. I mean, in each editorial you find, even in the magazine speaking on behalf of unionists and workers here, okay, they all stress upon the image of the president of Tunisia, okay. Which is something common for us. I mean, something strange for you, maybe. We are living, I mean, through worsening our situations in terms of freedom of expression, in terms of life. Yeah. I mean, citizenship in Tunisia is threatened.
Yesterday, we were at the conference center, and we wanted some backup material on the hunger strikers for our radio broadcast, and we were unable to access any site on human rights and on human rights in Tunisia. Is this normal?
For us, very normal, between inverted commas, very normal. We got used to this, Tunisia. But this does not mean that we normal in the sense. This does not mean that this hinders us or this is an obstacle for us. We're trying, if the possibilities offered to us or the possibilities that we make. I mean, to breathe a new air. I mean, this does not mean that militant groups here are not doing nothing. Instead, many people, regardless of their ideological, tendencies and currents, are all, sharing, an effort, a common effort to change the situation in Tunisia. And the hunger strike, now 30 days is a very good example of this. Okay, so. No more obstacles to freedom of expression. No more police everywhere. So we are here to say no, stop. In an international occasion like this, for the world to hear us, and for some Tunisians to hear us, no more. We cannot leave. We cannot, accept the situation in Tunisia.
Was this from a press conference held in Tunis, Tunisia, to support 8 hunger strikers? For more recordings from the World Summit on the Information Society, go to www.amarc.org or radioforall.net.